Landlord meeting, February 8th, 2019. Landlord meeting, February 8th, 2019.
I should check my personal laptop and see if I can get on to it. Should be able to.
No, it's empty.
Something's wrong with the book. It's empty.
I feel disoriented.
Because right now it's going through my work and then from my Dropbox is by a month.
Did you find anything controversial this week? Did I?
I don't know what happened.
Look. You're like a hero.
We have
full testing of the original.
Oh, yeah, you like it.
That's unusual. People turn personal into something they want.
That's the easiest one.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good morning. It is precisely 9:15 a.m. on February 8, 2019. This is the Board of Land and Natural Resources. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Mr. Downing, would you like to read our contested case statement?
No.
Or not? Mr. Rurig, would you like to read it?
Sure.
Thank you, though, for offering.
You're welcome.
In some matter before the board, a person may wish to request a contested case hearing. If such a request is made before the board's decision, then the board will consider the request first, before considering the merits of the item before it. A person who wants a contested case may also wait until the board decides the issue, then request the contested case after the decision. It's up to you. Any request must be made orally by the end of the meeting and followed up in writing within 10 days. If no request for contested case is made, the board will make a decision. The department will treat the decision as final and proceed accordingly.
Thank you very much. We have no minutes to approve today. We're going to go through the move-up agenda. First item on the move-up agenda is going to be D5.
Good morning, board members. Russell Kuchin. D5 is right of entry for white explosives at Kukanamoku Lagoon for February 24 and March 28. Do you have anything to add to the submittal?
Okay. Any questions, board members? If not, is the applicant here? Anything to add? Any public testimony on this? If not, is there a motion to approve D5 as submitted?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Next up is M15.
What's this?
Good morning, Chair Case, members of the board. I'm Chris Kinimanka from the State Department of Accounting and General Services, Public Works Division Planning Branch. The item we have before you is to request your consent to issue a right of entry to bike share. We have Todd Boulanger here to answer any questions you may have on his program. The two parcels that we're looking at are this very one for the Kalanimoku building. We'd like to install one Biki station in the sidewalk area, just makai of this building. We're making sure that it is not going to obstruct any pedestrian or vehicular traffic, and then it's not going to block any accessible routes either. But we find that it's something that's very useful for a lot of our visitors that do work in the downtown area to get back and forth. The other site we're looking at is one block above that, also on the Hotel Street Mall area, across Punchbowl Street within the Capitol, State Capitol grounds. That bike station would be in the grassy area on the sidewalk between the State Library and that asphalt paving area. Both of the installations are considered temporary because the stations are basically dropped in place on the grounds. They do not need any other power or any type of site preparation. We have gone to the State Historic Preservation Division to let them see what we intend to do, and they themselves concur that there's no impact to historical cultural value on the sites, and they concur that it's temporary in nature. So at this time, we'd like to open up to any questions you may have.
I don't have a question, but I will comment that working downtown, I notice more and more people using the Beaky system, including a lot of my colleagues who, instead of like trying to fight for parking, going to a meeting in town somewhere, just jump on a bike and,
exactly.
and go to the meetings.
Yeah, we just did a count in that section for an hour this morning, and there were 88 cyclists, about half of them were Beaky riders. So, mm-hmm. And we are hearing the same thing. It's easier to leave your car at your employer-provided car parking spot and use Beaky for meetings and trips during your day.
Sure. And I remember being surprised, pleasantly surprised, by the large number of users in the course of its first year.
Yes.
So what was that number again?
It was 1 million rides over the first 16 months, and in the last 12 months, we did 1 million rides in a shorter period.
Yeah.
So about 100,000 a month.
So it's quite clear that you know, it's a needed service.
Yeah, and mainly locals, the Kamainas and such.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any lost? Would they take the bikes and bring it back?
There are some Beakies that go holo holo, but people do report them. They like Beaky, and so they see a Beaky that shouldn't be, you know, out in Kailua. They give us a call. Yeah.
And then what happens if there's a flat?
You just dock the bike, and there's a little mechanic button, and then we send a mechanic out. So the biggest barrier we see for Hawaii residents and Honolulu visitors to adopt bicycling is that they need the equipment. They need the equipment where they want it. And also flat tires and other things, lights. With Beaky, you don't have to think about, you know, it'd be like walking to your car. Did I bring my headlights with my car today? Or, you know, so it's just very easy.
What is the revenue sharing to the state?
The revenue sharing for the state, we have received grant funds for our initial startup, and so right now there is no revenue sharing as such at this point. It's more of an amenity to support the state goals in mobility and other environmental issues.
Will there be revenue to the state? And if so, how much?
I don't know what. There's nothing currently planned for these two locations.
So there's nothing in your model for revenue sharing?
No, we're a nonprofit, so we try to put the money back into the system, and we seek state funds, TAP grants and things to provide this. It's almost like, in a sense, the bus. We are a 501c3.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but everybody else gets paid. Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, is there a motion?
So moved.
Excuse me. Is there any other public hearing for this item? Seeing none?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
M14.
Morning, members of the board. My name is Chris Woodard. I'm with the Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation. Here today to request the board's consent to issue 3 revocable permits at the parcel located at 690 Pohukaina Street in Kaka'ako. HHFDC currently has management control of the site by set-aside executive order for the purposes of affordable housing development. We took the set-aside subject to a lease with the Hawaii Community Development Authority, and HCDA in turn essentially subleased the property to 3 permittees. One is Fisher Hawaii Inc., the second is One Love Ministries, and the third is Hawaiian Dredging. The lease with HCDA is going to expire on Sunday, this weekend. We would like to keep the 3 permittees on site through revocable permits, while we finish negotiating the development agreement for the mixed-use development that's planned for the site. And so we're here to request, again, consent to issue those revocable permits to the 3 existing users.
Any questions for...
What do you think the time frame for the for the longer term arrangements will be?
So according to my colleagues in our development branch, they're still negotiating the development agreement. I'm told it could be up to 3 years. Mm-hmm. However, the developer has requested that they be able to gain site control with 60 days notice, which is why we're just doing the 1 year revocable permits, again, with the three existing users.
3 years, okay. Are any of them in place now? Are any of the, for the three, I presume there's going to be one for each of the...
Correct.
And so are any of them in place now, like as a model for the others?
Under the HCDA lease, so currently HHFDC is effectively the landlord. HCDA is our tenant through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And HCDA has issued rights of entry to each of those entities that I mentioned. So we're essentially following the terms of those rights of entry. All of the payments under the revocable permits will go to DLNR, not to HHFDC.
Okay.
Other questions? Is there public testimony on this? Not, is there a motion to approve?
We still got one more. It's 10 Fujimoto.
Sorry.
10-14.
Oh, sorry.
You want to say anything?
Why don't you finish?
Yeah. Is Mr. Fujimoto, or is he here?
No, I'm with Chris.
Okay. So...
Okay, is there a motion to approve M14 as submitted?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, J1.
No, M15. Did we do
M15? Yep.
Yeah, we did.
M15 gone.
You were surfing.
Morning, bring it up. Morning. Richard Howard, coding.
Hi.
Item J1 is the issuance of a revocable permit to Hui Papulea for storage of canoes on Lanikai Beach. Hui Papulea is a 501c3 entity organized to preserve Hawaiian culture by teaching, preserving, and supporting traditional Hawaiian events, activities, and practices. They're a member, they're an honorary member of the Hawaiian Canoe Racing Association. And we have a couple of board members here if you have any questions.
Thank you. Questions for members?
What is it? Okay. I guess better they come up because you don't know what an honorary member is.
I think you have to race to be a full member. That's my understanding, but I could be mistaken.
That's correct.
Why don't we have the applicant come up and... So you can answer questions. If you could just come up and state your name for the record.
Good morning. I'm Melly Poshariva, and I'm the president of the board of Hui Papulea.
Sir, do you have a question?
Okay. What is an honorary member?
Honorary member is a member, to become a member of HCRA, usually you're required to be a racing club. We do not race. We are more just a educational organization, and so they do have an honorary membership category, and we fall under their umbrella now. There's one other, I think it's the Hawaii Adaptive Paddling Association is also an honorary member because they don't race, but they do participate in outrigger canoe paddling.
Do you fall under their insurance?
We have our own insurance through American Canoeing Association, and I know HCRA is looking into that as well for their group. We cover all of our paddlers and our board and so forth.
Okay. And in this space, how many canoes are you planning to have?
3 6-man and 1 4-man.
That, this is good. Well, that's a big area. 2,000 square foot for 4 canoes.
Well, the canoes are what, 44?
40 feet.
40, yep.
10 foot wide. So 3 Sorry. Canoes.
I do my math wrong.
Well, 3 canoes would be 1,200 square feet, right? 40 by 30.
30 what? No, 40 by 20?
40 by 20 would be 800 square feet.
And the 4-man.
Okay.
our club is 30 years old this year, so we've been part of the paddling community and Lanikai Community Association for
three decades. I'm fine. I'm just trying to understand because, again, I don't think it's that hard to get an honorary. So, I mean, I'm all for canoes, but it's just how many and how much beach do we take up for everybody, because you can have a club and somebody else can have a club, and you know, I know it was hard, not easy to be, well, I guess it was easy to become a HCRA.
Well, we had to be voted in by the board, not everybody.
No, because, Oahu Canoe Racing was filled, so they didn't allow you. Right? Puiwau was filled, so they didn't allow you to become a member. This is why you went to HCRA, correct?
No, because we're required to race to be either Puiwau or Okra. So because we're not a racing club, we don't qualify for any of their membership categories.
Thank you.
Kate, any other questions? Any public testimony? If not, is there a motion to approve J1 as submitted?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck.
The next up is D6.
D6 is a request for an easement, a term easement for existing stairs and deck purposes up at Geeky Heights. OCCL took a look at this and issued a site plan approval, and DOFA has no objections to this easement being granted.
Okay, questions, board members? Yeah, Chris.
So this is for somebody's stairs. I know this is a non-exclusive easement.
Yes, all of the easements.
Does that mean I can go sit on their stairs?
It's if we issue an exclusive, it's like a lease. It really should be a lease. Mm-hmm. Yeah, theoretically, yes, you
okay.
can. Theoretically, I mean.
It just seems
find
a little.
It. We'd have to find it.
Because it's sitting on the.
There's a map right there.
Okay. Thank you for pointing that out. Okay, other questions? Is the applicant here? Anything to add?
I'm in here.
Available for questions? Okay, any other testimony? If not, is there a motion to approve D6 as submitted?
So moved, as submitted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Stephanie, yours done already.
Oh, yeah.
We thought he was at Kahanamoku, you know, preparing, so we passed him.
I am vegetarian, so thank you guys.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Okay, next up is C1.
Good morning, Chair and Board Members. David Penn for the Division of Forestry and Wildlife Program Specialist for Legacy Land Conservation. This is a request to approve an amendment to an existing grant award to the Waianae Community Redevelopment Corporation, which does business as Ma'o Organic Farms out in Waianae. And this is about a situation that occurred during the due diligence process for the grant award, and where we've already been back to the Legacy Land Conservation Commission about this. We've been back to the Senate President and the Speaker of the House about this, and now we're bringing it to the board for a final approval so that we can go ahead and enter into a contract with Waianae Community Redevelopment Corporation to complete this land acquisition, which would add an existing 21-acre parcel to their operation. It's phase two of their three-phase expansion plan. The original parcel was also purchased with a grant from the Legacy Land Conservation Program, and the staff submittal talks about the details of this solar license agreement, which was discovered to be an encumbrance on the property, which we now seek to fix up for the record to show that not all of the 21 acres will be used for agricultural production for the next 20 to 30 years, but under the terms of the agreements as they're set up, after 30 years, the solar power generating facility would go away and that area would be put back into agricultural use. The Waianae Community Redevelopment Corporation is here. The Trust for Public Land, which is the current landowner, is also here. And so we can address any questions that the board has.
Thank you. Okay, board members, any questions?
So the Trust for Public Land will always own the land?
No, the Trust for Public Land stepped in to buy and hold the property while Waianae Community Redevelopment Corporation could get their funding together and be ready to take over. And so it's a buy and hold strategy for land conservation. They've also received a $350,000 private grant from the Freeman Foundation. So that grant plus our grant will provide all the funding necessary to complete the sale of the property to Waianae Community.
Other questions?
Yeah, I have a question. You said after the lease expires, it'll be returned back to farming. Was there farming prior to this project?
Yes, there was.
Was it sugar or?
No, maybe I could ask Gary and Kukui to come up and talk about that.
Please state your name for the record.
Okay. Hello, Mike. I'm Gary Monica Forth with Mount Organic Farms. It was farmed probably in the 80s. The tenant at the time was the local guy. And at that time, it was going to be a golf course, so he was evicted. That land eventually sold to the landowner we bought it from, which was Tropic Land. So it was farmed back in the 80s, yeah. But just vegetables.
Well, vegetables.
Yeah, just vegetables.
And so after the lease, it'll revert back to that type of crops?
Yeah, we grow vegetables. Yeah, kale, salad greens. All kinds of vegetables, fruit
Farmers
trees.
Farmers market every Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, we've got some kale right here if you want.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Chris and then Sam.
What's your water source?
Water supply water. Yeah. Hmm. It had a water source already, but it was not usable for agricultural purposes. Particularly for the water rates, ag water rates. So we've just recently installed, paid $65,000 for a new water system, mm-hmm. which came from another grant source.
Do they have an ag rate at the Board of Water Supply? Are you paying a domestic?
Yeah, rate? We'll apply for it. We still have to put the system in and add a backflow preventer. We're probably about a month or two away from that.
I was interested in the comment that you would make more from farming it than this license, which is over $10,000 an acre a year. I mean, I'm not surprised that you would gross more than 10,000 an acre a year, but
farming?
I think you would net more than 10,000 an acre a year on this.
Well, net for us, being a social enterprise structure, non-profit, yeah. It's sort of a different game than a for-profit. I mean, we put all the money back into the project, yeah. But and a gross, you know, either dollars
grow,
or...
You could gross a lot.
Yeah, we're currently grossing... We're just reviewing the numbers from last year, and we're grossing $70,000 per net acre every month. That's mm-hmm. roughly, for us, about 18,500 pounds mm-hmm. of food. And so it's mm-hmm. a diversity of food from fruit crops, which don't make as much per acre, mm-hmm. but a lot of poundage,
yeah.
Through to things like kale and leafy greens. Mm-hmm.
This didn't come up in the negotiations over the purchase of the property, that there was this license?
We were aware of it, but mm-hmm. we tried our best to find the owners, and in the interim it changed hands. It was mm-hmm. a Chinese company that was listed by DCCA. We couldn't find them, and then eventually it was sold to SPI, Solar Development, who are a developer, and they are selling it now to AES, and AES is, controls a lot of, they operate a lot of our power plants in Hawaii, so they operate coal-fired power plants, and their motivation is to convert everything to solar, because they have to.
Sure.
So, we thought them keeping a, you know, a small 2-acre property on the back of Hakima Road, we were going to be able to get the land back. That's what we wanted it to do. But they were really, you know, they wanted to keep it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem with what's being proposed here. It just seemed that in the, for one thing, it's if I were selling, I'd say, well, look, I have a revenue stream, you know, that I'm giving up in selling this property, and then it would have bumped up the valuation.
Yeah, I think at the time, it has been, yeah, you want to add to that? Because there has been an evaluation done of it since to find out an answer to that question. Yeah.
Good morning, Chair, members of the board. Stephen Rafferty from the Trust for Public Land. This came up in the due diligence period. The solar company showed up when we were very close to closing, and they had a backup buyer. So our option was to not buy the property or buy the property and roll the dice. So we bought the property, and we're holding it till Mao can get fully funded. So after the property sold for $1,060,000, that's the price we paid, and that's the price at which we will convey that to Mao. After the solar agreement, we reappraised the property, including the solar, and it appraised at $1,377,000. So, ironically, this turned into a bargain sale. And the legacy fund, where during the initial application, it was 71% of the total cost of the project, now it's about, the legacy contribution is about 50% of the total cost of the project.
I'm done, thank you.
You had a question.
Yeah. This property was originally all land court. Is that correct?
Oh, that's my understanding, Mr. Warren. Yeah.
So there is some utility to have this parcel in Ma'o, to have it in land court rather than outside land court. And the benefit of having it in land court is that the state ensures your title. And since we have a state contribution of, looks like $750,000.
That's correct.
So we have state money into this project. Perhaps you can investigate the procedure. I'm pretty sure you have a pro forma hearing at the land court. But I noticed in the paperwork that this was a land commission parcel. And so this is carved out of a larger parcel originally owned by the Japanese. Well, Japanese still own some of it, right?
They transferred all of it to Tropic Land.
Okay, but it is a land court parcel. So there's a benefit for the 501c3 under the land court.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that happens in 501c3s, we have them in our neighborhood, down Kilkaha where I live.
Okay.
The benefit is that over time, because it's a community association kind of a place, the leaders of the 501c3 change. You know, 10 years from now, going to be different leadership. You know, some people go in heaven or Palana or whatever. We don't know, right? Only Akua knows. So if you are under the land court, you won't risk the problem. Sometimes happens that the management of 501c3, because this is a community kind of a group, oh, uncle, he liked one land, this piece over here, we're just going to make one small place for him. And then the issue comes up because it's not land court. Oh, you conveyed it to him. Oh, we never. Oh, you did. So then you get into issue. Who has title over time? And what happens after 50 years, it's like Hawaiian family had undivided interest in the sugarcane land. Because it was undivided interest, you don't know who's the owner after a long time. You don't know who to go to ask for permission because you get too much owner. So to freeze the title, you put it on the land court, and it's whatever the transfer certificate of title on that land court says, and nobody else. So you want to investigate that.
We'll do.
We found that was very useful.
Okay.
I have a question. This is an exclusive use for solar?
Correct. If they cannot do anything else but solar, yeah. Or they will be in breach in the left.
What I'm curious about is there any ability, like, for elevated solar and some kind of ag use underneath it?
I don't think that's what they plan on doing. Certainly, if they do that, well, yeah. These folks will find a way. They're very creative. But we really have no control over the type of installation that they put in.
So I'm just curious about that as a possibility generally. So if you have any information you come across about where it's been actually successful, can you let me know?
It's a very new thing, and there's a farmer on the North Shore that has an arrangement with them, Mililani guys who are running solar to run sheep on that property. Our problem is that we didn't have enough rainfall, so the grass is not conducive enough to running sheep.
And there's enough sunlight underneath the panels.
It'd be difficult to run equipment through because the gap between
no,
the
but
solar
I need to
panels,
grow grass.
You know, we had our concerns about that kind of thing were more to do with herbicides, what they were going to do with the weeds underneath it. We didn't have a conversation about any potential economics with agriculture, but we were worried about them spraying herbicides. I don't think there's enough room to run equipment. You would be kind of constricted. Mm-hmm. If they were spaced a little bit wider, you could run a narrow tractor through them and you could put something. Their concerns with us were like we were going to put trees along the side, and we're on the sunny side, right? We put a couple of mango trees, a quarter of their solar is going to be out of operation. So they wanted to figure out with that. And I think they have an arrangement with HECO that they are supposed to put in native plants around the periphery of the array.
Do you know if they're planning close to the ground panels or higher up panels?
Well, they actually own the acreage next door, and they've already have a solar farm there, unquote. It's about 3.5-4 feet off the ground, so it's quite close to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious about
that.
Chris?
I read in the paper that the Kauai 28 megawatt facility that's just gone operational is using sheep to keep the weeds down.
That's all they use it for, weed control.
I would be keen on sheep.
Yeah.
But we need a little bit more acreage.
Hey, mate.
They're kind of short, too. Sam?
When you folks got the title report, did it say anything about the solar?
It's an unrecorded license.
No meets and bounds? I mean, sometimes the title report might not have everything, but if they'd have the meets and bounds of the property, put you on notice that you got a problem.
We didn't, I mean,
inside your meets and bounds.
We didn't notice anything, and you know, we have our title insurance is only shows the recordation after this agreement was made when they came in later.
Ah, I see. Well, this is one of the pilikias with Land Court. When somebody removes a part of the piece of the whole Land Court property, remove it from the Land Court system, mm-hmm. it doesn't get picked up. To be careful in the future when you get Land Court, you got to go back to the original Land Court thing when it started, unless it's too far back. But you got to go back and you got to look from the beginning.
Okay.
And then you would find out that, oh, this piece came out maybe 15, 20, 30 years ago, but that might be the piece that causes the pilikia right there.
Right.
Okay, any other questions? Is there public testimony on this? Sorry, something to add?
Well, I'd just like to note for the record, Chair, we did I think the board received at least three pieces of public testimony on this in support, one from Senator Shimabukuro, one from Rep. Gates, and one from Trust for Public Land.
Okay, great, thanks. Public testimony? You can.
James K. Manukushini, concerned parent, grandparent, great-grandparent. You know, I'm in support of model farms. I've seen the children, they come out from their program and they're doing a wonderful job. But I'm a little bit confused here because when I read C1, it said about a quarry and rocks mining. And my concern is that, I hope that's not going to happen, because two things. We look at the old days, and in the old days, before European exposure, we had a lot of areas where we had structures that were built for certain reasons. As you know, as time went on, we had the Europeans came in here, and we had the Europeans from the continent that came here, and they were southerners, as we all know, and they were plantation owners. And they never had regard for the culture. And what they did was they disregarded a lot of the structures that we had, and they disarrayed it. So my concern is, and I hope it's with C1, that we don't allow that for two reasons. First of all, for the cultural value that some of those rocks still have for us. But more importantly, I'm not sure if any of you folks ever heard rocks falling off a mountain. Yeah. Have any of you ever heard rocks falling off the mountain? Well, at Kale Beach Park one night, I swear there was an accident happening on the roadway. Because all I heard was this crashing. And it turned out to be a rock falling off the mountain. And if it wasn't for that KLB tree that was in its way, it would have came right into the park. And for those of you that went to Waianae before and went to KLB Park, there were rocks in the park, roughly about this big, about this wide, that came from the mountain. So it's so important to have boulders in front of those rocks, because without those boulders, those rocks would have came completely right to the ocean. So my concern is that if we're going to let these people mine these rocks, what's going to stop the future rocks in the future from, I mean, having a clear run all the way down? And it worries me.
Mahalo for your concern. In C1, there's no mention of mining or quarrying for this particular
it did say about mining and quarrying.
No, on C1, the item that's before us right now.
Okay, well, that's good then. But will you folks take that into consideration, though?
Yeah.
Anywhere along our coastline, it doesn't matter. Because those rocks that are there now, if a rock falls down, it deters it from...
Completely agree with you, sir.
So can I just actually confirm, this doesn't allow rock mining or quarrying?
Sir, you have my word. There will be no mining or quarrying on
this
property.
Yeah, because that's a long rock. Heliakala is a tall mountain.
Okay. It's not too far away, but it's this property is pretty far from Heliakala. It would take a very motivated rock to make it here. Yeah. Probably riding a bus.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public testimony on this? If not, is there a motion to approve C1 as submitted?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're going to do the good thing is only 2 acres out of 21.
Yeah.
Mahalo. Okay.
No kale for us.
Let's do the M items. M.
Awesome.
Let's do M1 through
12. 15. 13.
Through 12, I guess.
13.
1 through 12. 1 through 12. We did 14, so 1 through 12. Wait. Okay. Board members, do you have any questions on any of the M1 through 12 items?
Still online to hear from you in 2 weeks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's right. Darlene has confirmed that it'll be agendized.
Darlene, we have agenda item for the 22nd, right? From DOT,
yes.
For a briefing.
We will be sending something in with more detail, yes.
Okay. Any questions?
Yes.
Well, let me confirm, who does not have questions?
Who does not have questions?
I do not have questions.
I do not have questions.
I do not have questions.
I have one.
You have one, okay.
I just want to know, tell us a little bit about M11, where you're going to have some workshops and so forth at the Hilo Airport. Is this in conjunction with UHUO?
No, actually, there is a group that is already at Hilo as part of the general aviation community. They're the ones who are trying to put this together so that they can provide a place where you can go in and actually have some dialogue and education on projects that they may have and what you might want to do as far as your aviation activities.
Have you reached out to Senator Kahele about this?
No, we did not.
Why don't you folks at least inform him what you have going there, because he's very enthusiastic about having a robust training program at Hilo Airport for teaching the local kids about aviation.
Okay. Yep, we will do
okay?
that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no more questions? Okay, if not, is there a motion to approve M1 through 12 as submitted?
So moved, as amended and submitted.
No amendments.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Eager Beaver.
Second.
You have to say first.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. That was awesome.
Thank you. All right, M13. Who's M13?
Highways.
No more.
Move to defer.
Which one is
just me? They're not here, right?
The council member is coming for D4.
Oh, we did that.
We did D4.
Did we?
No,
we didn't. Okay.
We did D5.
So I just got to let him know.
Okay. We're ready whenever you are. Okay, so meantime, let's do the rest of the D items.
D.
Okay, members, any questions on D1?
Nope.
No questions? No testimony? Any testimony?
Yes, Tommy.
Is there a motion to approve D1 as submitted?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Jimmy? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, D2, any questions? Any testimony? Not. This is a motion to approve as submitted?
Like moved to approve.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Okay, D3. Any questions?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
It's a great project,
okay,
by the way.
Yeah.
Skip
right next to my house.
For now. D7, any questions?
Oh, D. What?
We're coming back.
We're coming back to 4.
Okay.
Coming back
to 4. Gotcha.
Thank you. D7, any questions?
Wait. This is seawall.
This is just amendment. Running with the land and insurance update. Yeah. They were looking to sell.
I see.
Okay. If not, no testimony. Is there a motion to
approve? Move to approve.
Is there a second? Sam?
Second.
Chris, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Love this meeting.
D8. Any questions?
There you go, Kyori.
Seawall and steps.
Mm-hmm.
No question.
Did we go to OCCL for this?
Yes. We did, right? We did. And they helped us with writing up the term of the justification for the term.
Oh, I'm glad you guys working together, since Kanye always is so important to the OCCL.
25 years.
Okay, is there a motion to approve D8 as submitted?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
J2. Okay. J2. J2. Any questions, J2? Any questions on J2, anyone?
Just a second.
How long have Atlantis been operating?
kind of wanted to
from the beginning.
I don't have that information offhand, sorry.
I mean, just in your tenure here, how long you have, like years and years? They've been going on for a long time.
I think they've been there for quite a while. I've just started the voting.
Oh, well then. So you could say, all my tenure here, they've been...
Definitely.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve J2 as submitted?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
J3, any questions?
I do.
Okay.
J3, how long before it come up for auction?
We've got the survey done. We're procuring an appraisal. And we have to be, you know, the appraisal, procuring the appraisal is a little more time consuming. We have to form a committee and we have to, you know, follow the procedure correctly. So we're in the process of forming the committee, of the selection committee for appraisers at Dobor. And once we do that, we can proceed with choosing an appraiser and procuring and getting a PO number. So I think we should be able to get it done by the end of the year.
By the end of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to know that. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll come back before
any other questions
the board on by the end of the year?
I don't think, I hope we don't come back to the board again to renew this.
Just, RP. Yeah, just for the
for this one,
weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Not, is there a motion
to approve?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Very happy to have you at voting. Thank you for all your help.
Thank you, yes.
Okay. I know, sorry.
D4.
No.
D4.
Well, he's smiling. He used to come here drunk, and now he's smiling.
You should water your cup.
D4.
D4 is actually something that Alawai Bold Harbor, but we're taking it for them, issuance of right of entry to the city and county for the mayor's conference that's coming up.
Surveillance.
Surveillance cameras. From reviewing the submittal, it looks like this is temporary, but voting, I think, the voting division is looking to evaluate whether they want to actually do it permanently.
Yeah, they have to come back to us to ask.
Yeah. And seem to be a lot of testimony and support for permanent cameras out there. And the new councilman Formby is here. Former DOT.
So do you know anything on the quality of the camera?
I do not, other than what's in the city.
Actually, I think, we went to the site with the IT people of the city. They talked to the harbor agent of Alawai, so they decided the spot where the cameras will be mounted and the use of the utility, and then from what I understand, I believe the quality of the camera should be good enough for law enforcement purposes because the PD, the HPD is also involved. But if you ask anything about the technical part, I'm sorry, I don't have that kind of information.
Okay, going forward, if we're gonna look at it under Dobor, then we should have this specifics about how good is this camera.
Yeah,
what's it planning to pick up? Because every time I watch cameras and they show it on television, very few are any good. And if it's going to be given to the state and then the state has to maintain it and it's going to cost us money to maintain it.
You want the very best.
Right, but there's no sense having...
I think at the moment, we are not too sure as to the future arrangement or maintenance or even who can use whose offer. I think we did talk about a little bit at the site. Basically, we're saying, okay, the PD looks like we will still be overseeing the operation of the camera, even though it's go down for permanent basis, but somehow they will allow bowling folks to use the footage. That's my initial understanding.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying going forward. I mean, I'm fine with us giving a right of entry temporary for the city, but if the state is looking at it, I'm kind of heads up on questions that they
Understood.
Should be ready for.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, Stan.
We live in a
dead-end street that just stops right before the ocean. And we have really a lot of traffic down our street because we have a Browns Beach down a little pathway right next to our house. So our neighborhood, we have a neighborhood watch with the police department, and they encouraged us to put in cameras that watch the road. So my wife was the boss of that, and we have it on our iPhone. But there's all kind of surveillance programs out there. So if you're going to have a program in an area like that, you're going to make sure that it covers all directions, 24 hours a day. And you need to have different stations on your iPhone or on a computer to view the different directions. And you need to get a program that's not going to break down in 1 month. Because somebody comes and shakes the pole, you know, or hits it with a rock, it might be all over. So it's important to get a first-class program.
Understood.
That goes, and it can pick it up at night, even when it's dark. The cameras can pick up all activity. You can see people in the dark. It's very, very effective. But it has to be a quality camera, and the people putting in have to be really tech savvy to do it right, because it's not normal what you can see.
I think what I can say is we definitely will relay this concern to Boulding, and whoever is going to install a camera down the road in perpetuity. So we definitely will have these issues addressed in the forthcoming spot submittal, which will be placing on the board.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Would you like to add something?
Thank you, Chair. Morning, Chair and board members. Mike Formby, interim council member for District 4. And I just wanted to come this morning and communicate to each of you that I did receive telephone calls and emails from community members, including members of the Waikiki Neighborhood Board, in support of this agenda item. And in fact, I'm not sure if it's on this item today or whether it will be a future agenda item, but there was talk about the possibility of the cameras remaining on a permanent basis, and I just wanted to communicate that members of the community were very much interested in that as well. And I understand the concerns about the quality of the cameras, and to me it's not only a safety issue, but it's a deterrence issue. When people see cameras sometimes, it deters behavior. And so the members of the community that communicated to me were interested in both safety and security. So if you have any questions, I'm here to answer.
When does the park close?
The park close?
In other words, that parking, doesn't it close at a certain time?
I don't know what the times are.
So I think there's a time closure and a time open.
And I'm not aware of that.
So, yeah, I know you're feeling it. Too bad you weren't running.
No.
You got to run out of here.
No, I'm definitely not going to run. But I'll also say this, that during my time in the city at the Department of Transportation Services, we installed many cameras. And I will also tell you that the quality of the cameras improved significantly during the 4 years that I was with the city. Mm-hmm. The digital quality of the images improved significantly, and the ability to zoom and focus on and move the cameras around improved. So I'm hoping, my understanding is DFM would be installing these cameras, that DFM would work with the Department of Transportation Services in the city and make sure that they install the best quality cameras if you decide to do this, because I think it can actually have a very positive effect on the community. So I appreciate that.
And if law enforcement is involved, then I'm sure they're going to be wanting certain inspection.
That's right.
Cameras.
Yeah,
I did see a reference in here to high definition cameras, so that looks like that may be what's in store. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if the board wants images of what kind of image would appear on the cameras that are going to be installed, I can ask the city to provide those to you so that you can see that.
So who's the point person for the city on this project? Do you know?
I don't know right now.
I've been communicating with the captain of the Waikiki police station.
Okay.
He is the one that is the POC, and then he's the one that coordinates
his IT people from the city to meet with us at the site.
Yeah, I do have the name of an HPD officer here.
Captain Hiramoto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hiramoto, yeah.
District 6.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Any other testimony? Any other questions? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
D4?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. With that, I believe we are done and we are adjourned.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, wait. No, sorry. D13. I'm not doing the motion anymore.
Yeah, you told me.
Let me put your number back
there.
M13. No, we didn't do M13. Dags or something.
Do we need somebody here? Maybe
move to defer.
Wait, we need our AG.
Sale of what?
So we need our AG.
It's a record or what? You can adjourn.
Okay, why did our AG leave?
She might have gone to the bathroom.
No, she went. She
went to stall.
Acting like she was.
I thought she was going to look for a DOT person.
Yeah, looking for somebody. Can we recess?
Now we can.
Okay. D13. Are there any questions on D13?
M13.
Sorry.
M13.
Dispose
of the
DOT
highway.
Mm-hmm. No questions on M13. All right. If not, is there a motion to approve M13 as submitted?
So moved. As submitted.
Is there a second? Okay. There's no
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Gentlemen.
We all lied.
Yeah.
You, Jimmy.
Okay. We are adjourned.
Hey. Oh, wow. That's a record.
That is a record.
I'm so proud of all of us.
55 minutes.
All of us.
I'm sorry, Suzanne. I didn't realize you guys were waiting for me. I haven't seen Mikey in like forever.
Oh, hi.
Mikey. That's
I thought you were running out to get a DOT person or something.
Now what are we going to do about lunch?
No, we got to wait for do early lunch.
Go out.
Do early lunch. Early lunch.
Okay.
All right, early lunch.
You're going to meet up once.
We'll
get an
earlier
flight.
Yeah, we better get an earlier flight.
Amazing.
Well, that was fast.
Yeah, we just had this discussion, like, what if we could just do it?
Like a lot of the stuff is so. It's, I even, this is art, not really even land disposition.
Yeah. I was looking to what exactly we have to
bring to the board.
Just
to be sure you could have a guest, the first level of question is,
I'm going to steal your
time.
Yeah, and then the second level of question is,
I'm going to delegate. You ordered it already.
If it doesn't absolutely.